T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Just finish up with John Clayton. He said, yeah, just fines for the Titans. No big suspensions coming. No forfeit. No automatic Steelers W over Tennessee. No skip this game. They violated COVID protocols. And it's an L for them and a win for the Steelers. They're 6-0. The Titans are 5-1, which I think is what Craig wanted. Craig still want that?
Yes, I will gladly take that victory if given it.
Craig don't want a game this weekend. He just wants W. He just wants the win column. Steelers game.
I prefer the game, but I would rather have a win over that.
Much like Jameis Winston.
Well, then you're not preferring the game.
Craig just wants to eat some W's.
Hold on. You're not preferring the game. You're preferring the no game with the win.
No, I'm saying I, as always, would prefer a Steelers game to watch, but if given the opportunity for a free win and not having to play the Titans, well, let's move on to next week.
You are a walking, talking contradiction right now. You,
Craig,
just said I will always prefer the game, but if I really
give me a game 100% of the time, but if I can forfeit, not have the game, but get a win, then I'll take that 100% of the time. I love NFL football more than anything, but if we could have 16 forfeits in a Super Bowl, I would just kill for that.
One game, just a Super Bowl, you're in, yeah.
No, you're lying about
that.
No,
I couldn't take that. No, you skip 1 week against playing this Titans team. You got banged up a little bit last week. Take the week off. Yeah, I take it.
So I was very clear about this. The only way I wanted a forfeit to be applied in this situation would be if the Bills were awarded a forfeit for the same thing. So I didn't think you could have it both ways where the Bills got a win and the Steelers had to make up the game. That was the only way, the only scenario in which I wanted the Steelers to be granted a forfeit, okay? Just to be clear on this, to go back to a couple of weeks ago. What I am pissed about, what bothers me about this game, I want the game to get played. But what bugs me about it is that Tennessee, I know Luan got injured, the left tackle, but they've got a coach right now who is, I thought he was going to be a blockhead. I thought he was going to be a meathead coach. He plucked from Bill O'Brien's coaching staff in Houston. I thought the guy was going to be a disaster. He's the exact opposite. He outwitted Belichick last year in the playoffs in New England, and he did something last week without him doing one specific purposeful penalty. The Texans win the game because they scored a touchdown with 4 seconds left to force overtime. He was the difference between a win and a loss single-handedly, their head coach, mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel, last week. I don't believe he should be allowed to coach right now. That's my hang-up with this game, is that going back to what Clayton said, the message of allowing these guys to go out and work out on their own never got communicated, and I think that falls on the coach and it falls on the general manager, and there should have been big repercussions for that, Chris.
Well, the problem here is one of, like, carelessness or deliberate negligence, right? Or a deliberate ignorance. And you can't tell me that Vrabel, a guy smart enough to take a 12-man-on-the-field penalty, the thing you're referring to save 40 seconds of game time, knowing that it was the right move, you cannot tell me that a guy that smart in the heat of the moment and that prepared overall just didn't communicate by sheer, you know what, carelessness, right? I'll go back to that word. This thing about don't go out and practice. Like, I he's such an asset. He's always looking for an edge for them.
That's why I think he told them to go practice.
No way you'll have, yes, of course, yes. My God, are we all idiots here? No, we know. Nobody wants to come out and say it. The head coach wants to win because he is really smart, but he is also very much a football guy. And he told them, go practice and don't get caught. Then they got caught, and the NFL doesn't want to, you know, there's the team with their hand in the cookie jar, and there's Roger Goodell saying, we'll fine you, but we're not going to do anything more. Why? Because he didn't John Clayton say because they've had a good relationship with him?
Mm-hmm. He did.
What should that have to do with it?
Yeah, that's BS.
So if you're on the commissioner's special friends list, you get better treatment? What owner does he – if Al Davis was still alive owning the Vegas Raiders,
oh
I guess
God.
If
he
they did this,
he would excommunicated them from
banned.
The NFL. Yeah.
He'd have said you can go play – I'll restart the World League so you can play as the Rhine Fire. Like, come on, man. I thought that was the thing that John said about this specific situation that rubbed me the wrong way the most. Just because you've had a good relationship as a franchise with the commissioner doesn't mean that if you do something really bad and malevolent that in this case – puts the entire league at risk, does not just confer a competitive disadvantage to one team, puts the whole league at risk. You suddenly get off with more or less a slap on the wrist because the commissioner likes you? Come on, man. That's stupid.
I guess the moral of the story here is brown nose and butter up.
Yeah, put an apple on the teacher's desk every day and then you can be goofus behind the scenes.
I don't think I do that enough. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if
Kiss rear end here?
Yeah, I got to kiss more fannies.
Oh, dude. Dude, I do the opposite, man. I continually shoot myself in the foot by making bosses angry at me.
Craig,
I should absolutely be kissing management rear end.
Are you asking if I can confirm that that's what?
Can you attest to that?
Oh, I am here to bear witness.
About me specifically, right,
yes,
Craig?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I also...
Yeah, I'm the king of doing it in reverse. I'm hustling backwards when
it
comes to that.
And you guys can correct me if I'm wrong on this, because this is just an outside looking in perspective on it. I almost feel like Starkey would go out of his way to volunteer information that would put you in a bad spot with your boss, too.
Is like that... me specifically
yes.
again here?
He would bring something up in a meeting, let's say, and he would laugh about it. But he also, it was a half joke, but also, uh-oh.
Crap.
What happened?
So, full disclosure, we've got my two dogs here and my mother-in-law's dog, Quinn, who's like a little morky just like Lance, but he's like 14 years old. Lance is really good if you let him just come up and sit next to me. So he was literally sitting at arm's length from me on like the bed in the room in my bedroom here at my mother-in-law's. The dog started barking downstairs and Lance immediately started himself. But yes, to go back to your point here, I don't want to lose track here. Joe absolutely... Now, Joe defended me from bosses. I want to make this very clear. Mm-hmm. There were times that bosses in this building wanted to come after me and for, like, big stuff. And Joe did defend me, which I'll always be grateful for. He definitely took my side and went and occasionally said things on my behalf and said, I don't know where you're getting this idea, but it's wrong to bosses.
Well, that's good.
But he would, especially in the early days when it was probably still Starkey, Miller, and Muller.
Yeah.
He would occasionally bring things up with the boss that he knew might be brought up in jest, but would probably get me in some hot water with said boss.
Did you hear about what Malzi said about the Pirates last night? You should go back and listen to that.
Yeah. Basically, he would get me into, like, it would be like those little espionage traps, right? He would send things down a certain road that would never end well for me with that particular boss.
I've never seen a guy in this business diffuse an awkward situation with a laugh like Joe.
I would agree with that. He's got a very good laugh, and
he would drop bombs,
like,
and then he would laugh like it was just
innocuous. Yeah.
He would say something very personal to embarrass you, and then he would laugh about it to try to like make it less awkward. You know,
Muzzy was crying 10 minutes before the show. He won't even tell me why.
Oh boy. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, yes.
There are people out there that still think that the Steelers shouldn't be playing this weekend.
Yeah, I want to know if like the crowd that was full of piss and vinegar about how the Titans needed to forfeit for the sanctity of the league would rather that be the case or would rather be watching two 5-0 teams duke it out in what is so far the NFL's game of the season.
Yeah, but they're still sending Romo and Nance to Patriots 49ers. On Sunday.
Well, Romo, what time is that game? Is that a 4:25 game?
Yeah, Romo has more time to go play. Insert name.
No, I was going to say, Romo, the way things are going, Romo could just do the Steelers game and then show up at like 4:23 for Niners-Patriots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.